Hi folks, Joe Stagner from Microsoft here with video number 12 in this video series on building ASP.NET web applications using Microsoft Visual Web Developer. In this video, we're going to tackle the grand concept of master pages in ASP.NET. Master pages is a templating technology that allows us to define portions of our user interface in one place and then inherit those portions in any subsequent page that we create in our ASP.NET application. Master pages is a great technology because it means that we can define sections of our website in one place and then only have to change them in one place, but have those changes propagate through any web page in our application that derives from that original master page. We can also nest master pages, so we can have one sort of default level design or collection of content and then have subordinate master pages that inherit from that senior master page and use those subordinate master pages to create specific ASP.NET pages in our application. Now, I think it's pretty easy to get started with master pages, but I want to encourage you to be tenacious in your work with master pages, because I think while it's easy to get started with master pages, it takes some commitment to really wrap your head and your thought process around working with master pages on a sort of day in and day out basis. So rather than build a demonstration application with sort of trivial content using master pages, I thought the best way to demonstrate the power of master pages was to create an application using nested master pages, but do so from a complete user interface design. And since I'm not much of a designer, the way that I'm going to do that is I'm going to go to one of my favorite design sites, opensourcewebdesign.org, OSWD.org, and I've selected a design that is, it's called Apple Core, and it's completely CSS based. It's XHTML, and here you can see what it looks like. So because this is open source and available for my use, I've downloaded a version of this. Let's go ahead and run it locally. So here it is. We have menus, links, we have a left menu bar, and then this text in the center here. So let's go ahead and take this pre-existing design and convert it to a master page based ASP.NET application. So here we are in Visual Web Developer. We have an empty project, and I'm actually going to delete the default.aspx page because we're going to create master pages and derive all of our ASPX pages from those master pages. Now the first thing that I want to do is, if we go back out to the web template that we downloaded from OSWD.org, you can see we have a HTML file and a CSS file. I'm going to want to use that CSS file here in my .NET site, so I'm going to just create a copy there, go back into Visual Web Developer and say refresh my solutions folder. There we go. And now I can create my master page. So I'm going to say add a new item, choose master page. We'll just leave the, let's call it site master page. And the first thing that we want to do, because we're going to use this CSS file, is let's go ahead and include a reference to it. I'm going to switch to split view so you can see what happens when I do that. So right here in my header section, I'm going to select the CSS file that I want to use in my Solutions Explorer. I'm going to drag it in and drop it in the header section of my master page. And then when I click in the design view window here in split view, you'll see that we're starting to pick up some of the visual elements of the CSS file that we included. Now, the thing to note here in our master page is that This looks like a standard ASP.NET page. And the one difference is we have these things called content placeholders. Content placeholders are areas that we're reserving for use in the derived pages, the ASPX pages that derive from these master pages. Or, as you'll see in a moment, the subsequent master pages that derive from this master page. Now, in our case, we don't need any static content in the header section, so I'm going to delete that content placeholder. Our content is all going to be down here inside the form, and the reason for that is that any ASP.NET controls that we want to use have to be inside the form element of our page. So here, where it says content placeholder, I'm going to change this to be menu content placeholder, because that's the what we're going to use this default page for. And now I can go ahead and put content in this page that will appear on all of the derived pages. So to do that, I'm going to go back to the AppleCore template that we downloaded from OSWD, and I'm going to edit it. Now you can use any editor that you like. I happen to be using Expression Web, and you'll recall that we said we were going to grab all of this stuff, the links, the top section, the menu. So I'm going to go ahead and just grab that HTML. I'm going to copy it, swap back to Visual Web Developer, and then right here at the top of the form, I'm going to paste that in. All right, now, formatting's a little homely there, but we can adjust it as we need later. Now let's swap back into design mode and see what we have here. You'll note here in our master page, we have the links, the title section, and here we have this menu section. And then we have our content placeholder. Now, I'm going to save this. Now, if we wanted to, we could derive web pages from this master page just as it is. So let's go ahead and just do a test here. Let's derive create a web form. And here we're going to select master page. Right, so I'm going to, as I'm creating this, I'm going to say we want to select a master page. So when I choose that and click Add, now you'll see we have an area where we can select the master page that will be applied to the page that we're creating. Now in our case, we only have one master page in the solution so far, so that's the one we need to use. Now notice here in the derived page, this is the default.aspx page that we just created, and it tells us a couple of things. The first thing that it tells us is there is a master page file, and here it is. The other thing we have is this content placeholder. And actually, this is an ASP.NET content tag. We just call it, it's just called content 1 here. But the content placeholder is menu content placeholder. That's the content placeholder that we defined in our master page. So what this association does is says, hey, inside this ASP content control is all of the content that you find in this control gets placed in the location defined by this content placeholder. And we can call this anything that we want here. We'll just call it derived content. And here we can put anything that we like. So let's say I'm just going to center this and add a few line breaks just to make it easier to demonstrate. And down here we can put some basic markup. All right. Now I can run this page. And boom, you can see that here's our page content, but here is all of the menu items and the links and the header section that were defined in the master page that we used, that we derived from for this default.aspx page. So let's get rid of that default page. And now we want to create a second master page and derive from this first master page. So let's go ahead and do that. Let's say add a new item, choose master page. Now you'll note here, I'm going to leave select master page checked. So what we're saying is, even though I'm creating a master page, I want to inherit from an existing master page. So we'll do that. I'm going to call this menu master page, because this is the master page that will contain that left side menu. I'm going to choose add. Now we have to select the master page. And again, we're going to use the default master page. I'm going to call this main content. So you'll recall that this master page now has a placeholder, menu content placeholder, and We're going to call it main content. If we take a look at it in design mode, notice that this master page inherits from the previous master page, so it has all the content that we specified there, the links, the header, and the menu. And now we can add the rest of the content for this master page. So to do that, I'm going to hop back into Expression Web, and I'm going to grab all of the page content. We're not actually going to use it all, but I'm going to start by grabbing all of the page content, excluding the footer. And I'm going to grab that, and I'm going to switch back to Visual Web Developer, and then I'm going to paste that. Now, you'll see here that in addition to the menu, we've got all of the actual page content. We don't want that in the master page. So let's go back and get rid of that. And here is all of that content. All right, so we'll get rid of that content. Now in design mode, we can see that we have our top content. We have our left menu item. There's one thing that we missed when we designed the original master page, and that was that we missed the footer section. So let's go in and grab the footer section out of our Apple Core template, copy that back into our first master page, now you can see down here that we have that footer section has been included. That's excellent. Now, here in our menu master page, we need a content placeholder, and that's where all of the page-specific content will get placed. So, in order to do that, we're going to use a content placeholder like this one. I'm just going to use cut and paste. You could just grab the content placeholder out of the toolbox if you chose to. So I'm going to go here in the menu master page. Now, where this content placeholder goes is of particular importance because we want the page-specific content to be here in this right-hand column of our page. So I'm going to make sure that I'm in the correct div. Remember that this this Apple Core template is all CSS-based. So I'm going to insert that content placeholder here. And I'm going to call it main content placeholder because the main page content is going to go there. Now, I can save this, have a look, so you can see we've got sort of the basics of the layout. We have that content placeholder. Let's now derive. So we saw previously how we could derive from the initial master page. Now let's take a look at how we create a page and derive from the second master page that we created. So I'm going to say create a web form, leave the default name. Notice now I have two master pages that I can select from, either the site master page, which just has the top content, or the menu master page, which has the side menu, the left side menu, but also derives from site master, which has the top content. So we're going to derive from the menu master page. Now notice here we have this content placeholder, and the content placeholder reference is main content placeholder. The content controls ID is just content 1, and this is where our page specific content will go. So again, if we just do a little bit of mock-up, I can say Joe's master page application. And in case you're wondering, we can add controls now. Let's go ahead and run that. Voila! So you can see that we have our top content inherited from the base master page. We have our left side menu with our search box and our content inherited from our menu master page. And then here I've just got some quick content that I popped in there. Now one of the things to note here is that we're picking up all of the CSS attributes. So notice that these are ASP.NET controls. This is an ASP.NET text box control, an ASP.NET button control, and a standard H1 text element. But we're picking up all of the visual aesthetics from the CSS file that we included, that we sort of swiped from the Apple Core design from OSWD.org. So hopefully this shows you more than just me creating a master page and putting a couple of controls on it. You can see here that you can really get complex in the way that you create these hierarchies to maximize the efficiency of both designing and then changing your application as it evolves. So hopefully you're now ready to start playing with master pages in your ASP.NET application. Thank you.